My mother was from in Mississippi, not too far from Tuscaloosa line.
Born and raised.
Right. I was
Marion County, right?
Marion County.
Your father was from
J.S. Mississippi. That was a.
Is that Marion County?
That's Marion County. Let's see. Walthall. I'm not too familiar with them counties. Now, Walthall and Marion are joining one another, I believe. Yes, it is.
I looked all over the map for you. Must be gone now.
No. They still have the counties there.
No, I mean...
J.S.?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a little stop in the road out there, a little farm area. They call it J.S. Mississippi. Out from Macomb, Mississippi. Between Macomb and, well, they have a paper mill town up here on the river.
When you were working out in the field, say, somebody brought water out to you, what would they bring it out?
Bring it out in an old wooden pail. It would keep it cool like that. If you had a tin pail, it would get hot. Keep it in there, and you have a dipper. We use a dipper. Never thought anything about it. A lot of times now, my wife wouldn't even drink after me or something in the same glass. But we get germ. I don't know. We call it germ. Prone to believe in germ, but we never thought anything about it. We wanted to drink water in the creek. We'd clear it out and drink a little water, but I always heard that running water would be purified within 100 feet anyway. Not necessarily, but we take those chances. Good, healthy body will take care of a few germs anyway.
When you want to buy a large quantity of flour, how
did
that come
back? We'd buy 1,500-pound sacks. I'd have done it. Had a aneurysm bigger than his heart on the side of it. When they opened them up, they only could make one bypass.
But things used to
come
packaged a lot differently.
Yes, man. We get our flour in a 1,500-pound sack. Mom would take the old flour sack and she'd wash it, get all the coloring out of it. Well, at that time, the way they made it, it would be more or less a soluble color, and it would wash out easy. It'd make them kids a gown out of it, or maybe a slip.
Were you using
underwear? That's right, using for underwear.
That was Wilford Gingham, wasn't it? What they call it?
It was broadcloth. They made it out of pretty good material.
What did molasses come in?
They come in a gallon bucket like they do now. Some of them used to a little. Back in the country, if you wanted it for your own use, they'd pour it in a jug. Had a lot of these old jugs that maybe some of the bootleggers might call them a liquor jug, but they used them for molasses, too.
You ever seen them put anything like, say, crackers or something like that? How would they come?
Oh, we had a big old... It must have been a 12-inch square, maybe 12, 14 inches high, big cracker can, we call it, filled with crackers. And we'd buy things in quantity. We had such a big family. Well, back then it was cheap, too, but we had to stretch the dollar to make it go as far as we could.
It wasn't cheap either. It wasn't cheap then. It was cheap as what it is today. It wasn't cheap, actually.
Well, we call it
cheap today. A dollar was a dollar. Where a dollar worth 35 cents today, it was worth a dollar then.